This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
For hour number two of The Big Show, and it's now just you're here, we're here, our time. As we had Charlie in for the normal 1:30 to 2 slot, but now we're ready to go, just like you. We know that we started talking about this Houston Sports Awards inaugural awards last night and the honoring all three of the 34s. And it behooves me to ask a few questions, but we were talking about, like, if you had to just pick one, who would it be? And you guys have been great about responding to that. The other thing is, has there ever been a city in which not only did you have, obviously every city has their legends, but they all wore the same number? I grew up in Milwaukee,
yeah,
and I'm
thinking weird.
With retired numbers, and obviously in Boston it's difficult because every number's retired for the Celtics. But I looked at it and I'm like, growing up, yeah, exactly. Another one would be the Yankees I had on my list. But I looked at it and said, it's one thing to have and be lucky enough to have the sports icons and the great sports figures that you have in a certain city, but then to have all of them wear the same number, and I'm thinking, if you want to do it again here with the 5 for Bagwell and the 7 for Biggio or the 22 for Clyde, but it kind of, in most cities, it kind of just runs the gamut, sprays different numbers, but just how special not only those three guys are, but the fact that they all wore 34 is just, I don't think you're going to find that very
often. Yeah, it's really weird, which also made for a cool theme for the award show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat. Benny's been waiting a while, so let's get Benny in here on Best Houston 34.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Benny?
Hey, to me, it's a no-brainer. Hands down, Hakeem Olajuwon is the most Houston-beloved number 34. Not only did he bring the city of Houston back-to-back championships, he also went to the University of Houston, brought U of H to levels they've never been before, and he is Houston. I mean, he's still involved with Houston talent to this day in teaching them things, and there's things, his involvement with the city of Houston on and off the court, to me, it's just a no-brainer.
Well, Benny,
collegiate to professional.
Benny, Nolan Ryan's from Alvin, and he's still with the Astros.
Is he a pitching coach? Is he teaching people how to throw a breaking ball?
He's running the front office.
Benny, whether he's got the title of pitching coach or not, he's teaching people.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Hakeem Olajuwon is teaching guys how to post up, how to shimmy and shake. Nolan Ryan could be moving some numbers, but it's not as though his influence with the organization is what Hakeem's is now that he's done playing.
Now, Benny, I will preface this by saying I'm saying it tongue-in-cheek, so don't lose your stuff, okay? But you're right, because Hakeem taught Dwight Howard that dream shake so well, I saw it all the time. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Benny,
did Nolan Ryan go number one overall in the draft?
I don't know where he was drafted. Yeah. No.
I know Hakeem was number one.
Nolan Ryan was with the Mets first.
No doubt, dude. I'm not suggesting that, but I'm saying don't pin, if that's your criteria, don't pin, and keep in mind, Earl Campbell is from Texas. He's the Tyler Rose, which, close enough. So all three of these guys have local roots as well. This is more of a who do you think would be voted, not who you would pick. Because a lot of people are texting and tweeting, well, I would pick this. Well, I'm not reading yours because that wasn't the question. The question was, who do you think would be voted the winner? So just keep that in mind, too. I'm being picky. Specific.
That's cool. Well, good call, Benny. Appreciate you calling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't be a stranger.
Good call. Great points.
Good stuff. Yeah, really good points to bring up there, too. Because I was thinking about it, and I'm thinking, man, I mean, aside from, you know, because you could go, obviously Boston's got Paul Pierce now and Big Poppy, 34, that are both, you know, really legendary in their own way. But that's how, again, when you're a Houstonian and you can appreciate this,
yeah,
for what it is. And again, I've given my reasons for why you pick one over the other. But you're right. Everybody has – you can't go wrong with the fact that Nolan's from Alvin. You can't go wrong that, look, Hakeem isn't a Houstonian by birth, but he got here as fast as he can, literally when he got to the United States and made it his home since. And Earl, again, and I think about these things too, and I've heard the stories and I've talked to people that have worked with him. If Earl was playing and played in a day in which they had arthroscopic surgeries, in which medical technology was far more advanced.
Yeah.
His career could have been longer. He could have been better. He could have done more. But it was just unfortunate that he was on the scene at a time when they were first just trying to figure out what was going on medically that could be done with knees and excessive wear and all those things. But man, oh man, oh man, was he a talent.
Yeah, I've always said when he maybe not be one of the top five running backs of all time, but there are a few guys that you sit down on YouTube and type in a name to look at highlight videos, he'll definitely be top five. Walter Payton, Barry Sanders.
Oh, yeah, for the juke moves and
all
that. Yeah,
and a guy like Earl, because if you just want to see pure, just raw power.
Was it Isaiah Robertson of the Rams was the linebacker? He just absolutely Mack truck ran through.
It might have been where the term was invented.
Yeah.
It just, steamrolled the
dude.
And
for you younger kids that got off when Bo Jackson gave it to the Boz, ain't even close to what Earl did to Isaiah Robertson.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, we continue to discuss that if you want. I just kind of threw it out there because I thought that was just a double whammy of how special it is to have those three guys honored last night, Houston Sports Awards. So that was very, very
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Somebody texted the show and said, "Hey, Barry, unfortunately, a recent tragedy in my family has forced me to give up these tickets for your show at 7 tomorrow. I've already informed the joke joint there's 6 free tickets anyone can claim right now." I don't know that to be the case. I don't know that they are just going to give them to somebody else. They might sell them. I have no idea how that works. But we will be doing a giveaway today. But I appreciate it. And sorry for your family tragedy. That's terrible. I don't wish that on anyone.
If anybody pursues that, I mean, is the joke joint going to be able to answer to that?
I mean, I guess if you called them and were like, "Hey, I just heard on the radio that
someone gave up 6 tickets."
It's not like the official giveaway, but I'm not going to tell you not to call them and ask.
Here's my way of thinking, people. If you think about claiming those, I think everybody should get there as fast as they can tonight and show up. And if they're not there, just reach around to your back pocket where you keep your cash.
I love you.
Buy yourself a ticket. Show up anyway. Support Barry and go, "You know what? My intentions were good either way.
That's right.
Thought I was going to get the freebie. Going to support my man anyway. That's the way I'm going to start my weekend."
That's right. I love you right now.
That's exactly how you do that.
But we will do a giveaway in the 3 o'clock hour. So okay. Make sure you're tuned in. And because I talked to Ken, we're going to do one more. He thinks he's got the phone line situation straightened out.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So other than that, Rockets at home tonight hosting the Denver Nuggets, looking for 7 in a row. Don't sleep on these rich creamy nougats, by the way, because the nougs can play. Jokic is the real deal at center because this big mofo can not only score, but he can kick out some dimes. He is the real deal full package. They got some players that can fill it up. I like this Denver team for being a young up-and-coming team, and the Rockets can't sleep on them. But again, they also play right into the hands of Houston because of the fact that they play fast. They shoot very quickly. The one thing that you got to watch, and the reason why I mentioned Jokic, is Clint's going to have his hands full. Nene's going to have to get back at his old team, and they're going to have to try and slow him down because that's where the only advantage I see Denver has is in the middle.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that. I don't think that very few teams can hang with the perimeter scoring threat. I mean, what, Golden State, and that's it? So, yeah, I'm with you. And the Rockets will be prone to that. They'll be prone to surrendering the matchup down low, and that's all right. I mean, he holds his own. It would be great to see that. It would be great if he could hold his own and neutralize that position or the combination of the two. But at least they have plenty on the outside. But I was thrown off while you were talking. I was looking at the Rockets homepage on ESPN because I like to look at the schedule and where they're ranked and everything. And I come across this thing. I thought, damn it, they've done it again. It pisses me off. There's this video with Stephen A. and Max Kellerman, and Stephen A. says, "Harden is the heir apparent to Kobe." Man.
I don't know why.
Let that dude play a little before we start doing this. Like, why? This is literally just to get people
to
watch
TV.
You
notice how when the record is like this, all those guys that were bashing the Rockets are apparently giving them all this credit.
I guarantee you.
And comparing them to greats.
Do you not remember that we had Max Kellerman on this very show less than a year ago, and he was so anti-Rockets, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And killing Harden.
And now remember, didn't Harden, he was runner-up to MVP runner-up to Steph
right.
3 years ago.
Right. Took a year off with the Kardashians.
Took a year off with the Kardashians.
Runner-up to
Westbrook. And got roasted. That's my point. He got roasted by everyone. Locally, nationally, everyone was dogging James Harden. And then last year, runner-up to Westbrook. And now all of a sudden, he's the leader in the clubhouse for the MVP. And all of a sudden, everybody that was dogging him 2 years ago.
It goes to show the record. The record does everything. When you're winning games. When you're winning games, it does everything. You start getting so much more credit than you deserve, even when you don't deserve it.
But the thing was, is like, I know like Joel and I have said, and you as well on this show several times, that when Harden's motivated, he can be one of the best players.
Sure.
But his problem is when he's not. And that's why we dogged him for the bad season in between sure. the runner-up MVPs. But to come out and start saying heir to Kobe because he's having this year, damn, man. Like, yeah. really?
Kobe's got a handful, brother. Remember, Kobe's got some jewelry on each one of his digits on one hand. You got to yeah. get to that level.
Remember when they gave Antetokounmpo the MVP the first week?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, settle down. Like, it's so cool to say, man, James Harden is having an elite year. He's having a MVP year. He's one of the best players in the NBA this year and could be for years to come. But slow down on Kobe.
You know, they gotta present some sort of hot take. In a time like this, and
they're getting to be attention whores.
Yeah,
instead of just giving you information and statistics and what happened, they are more and more.
Yeah,
because think about how big and bad they promoted the hell out of LeBron to the Warriors last week
mm-hmm.
during Super Bowl week. I mean, seriously, you're right. Slow down and just do what you're known to do. Don't do things just to get clicks and attention and ratings. Can y'all do me one favor tonight too? If you're going to watch the Rockets game, or you're going to go. Watch
no,
this kid.
No one's going. They're all going to my show.
Oh, you're right. But at the same time, if you're just tuned
DVR
in,
DVR it.
Please watch Jamal Murray of the Nuggets, because you want to talk yeah. a dude that can flat out shoot it from anywhere. And I'm not going to say Steph Curry, but I'm saying of the younger generation coming up, recently been in college, this kid can fill it up. I am a fan of his because he can shoot.
Watch out for Richard Jefferson. He's a beast.
Where, in the banana boat or on no. the court?
How old is he, by the way? I didn't even know he was on the team. Has he hit 40 yet?
Let me go. He's 130.
Craig
he's
and I used to laugh close. About
I'm going to say 38, 39 yeah. maybe, yeah. but I don't know.
Craig and I used to make fun of this, and we referenced it on the air a lot, and we did it with no explanation, which I know Barry is always great to call me out on, but that's where it came from, was the fact that because we couldn't say too much. But if you ever want, everybody says the banana boat was when LeBron and D-Wade were all on the big floating banana, right. like... No, before there was that one, there was one with Richard Jefferson, Luke Walton, and a bunch of the Arizona guys that were in the NBA wearing, like, bike shorts. Brings a whole different meaning to the banana
How
boat.
Did Luke oh, Walton no. make that mix?
Who?
Just hanging out.
Luke Walton?
He went to Arizona with Richard Arizona. Jefferson and several sense. Of the other yeah. guys, yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. We're rolling. You should be, too. It's getting ready for your weekend, and we want you to be a part of the show. Mike, we see you. We're going to get to you. Also, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can be like Mike, and everybody wants to be, by either calling, texting that number, or hitting us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll through an FYF Friday with... Featured comedian.
Did you drop an F-bomb or something?
No.
Beryl Laminack is our featured comedian.
Did you play a clip from me at 2:15?
Oh, no. I do got to play your clip.
Sorry. 2 to 2:30.
I was looking at you. I was looking at him barely making yeah. it to the mic, and
oh,
I was
no,
so
no.
scared.
I never barely make it. I was right on time.
I was like, is he going to make it to the mic before? That's why I didn't think of it. I should have.
True That's professional, right. Nick. That's true professional.
Right. Yeah. We both are. I mean, we were both really good about getting there right when it, whatever, either back from a break or the show starts. That's how you know you've got it under control.
Okay.
I mean, we're good. We don't panic over here.
What would be really funny is if Joel tripped over on the way back to the microphone.
I was doing some very quick maneuvering of the furniture
in here.
Yeah, and I could have tripped. You're right. But I didn't. No, you know why, Nick? Because I'm a professional. Mike wants to get in here on, oh boy, Stephen A.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Oh, not much. I just have to say I appreciate you guys sounding off a little bit on Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman. I'll throw Mel Kiper Jr. in there. They just, you know, TV is a floundering market, and the quality's gone. They just got to shoot for something, you know, stir it up. And I appreciate listening to you guys every day because it's just good, honest chat, you know. Sports show used to be a sports show about sports, and now it's just yelling opinions. So glad to hear
that right, Mike. You know?
Hate to bash the mothership, but ESPN TV.
Well, we're a tugboat. So anyway. We're a tugboat in the stream of life. We're not attached to the mothership like that. But we appreciate the call, Mike. Dead on. Look, here's the thing. The screaming part of it is too, and we've talked about this. But you have a microphone and a headset for a reason. You don't need to be heard a half a mile away.
I feel like I should scream more.
Well, you do. But you at least step away from the mic when you do it so that Nick and I have eardrums.
But I feel like if I wanted to make, because you're good about making your point and I'm not, and I need to start screaming more.
But yet you guys like when I get really fired up.
Yeah. I don't like it when you don't give me the last word.
I know. That I know. But you do like it when I start getting to the point where I pound the desk but while I'm talking.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm thinking maybe if I just scream my takes at y'all.
I wonder how low they got Stephen A. Smith potted down. Like his microphone level might be like damn near zero.
It is one thing I had to learn because I'm loud naturally. So I have to learn to not. That's why I have to step away from the microphone if I'm going to scream something, because if I did that, it would be.
But yeah, that's been the
blow
story.
Some car speakers.
Hey, Nick, wait till after the headlining this weekend. Next week, he's going to be like one of those singers that when they're holding onto a note and they hold the microphone, they bring it back and bring it back. We're going to hear Barry going, back and forth. He's going to be massaging the microphone. Guys, you don't know the microphone positioning.
Yeah.
If you want to make that point clear, Nick, next time I need you to put the microphone here and then move it to here.
Now, what you want to do is you want to have it at an angle of 30 degrees.
Here's the other thing, too. We all know who Stephen A. Smith is. But the thing that bothers me and annoys me the most recently is the fact that he's got to tell everybody, I know basketball because I've been covering this league and working in this business for a quarter century. And then they say, you know, like we would kid around and go, well, Barry's going to get his first take today is going to go to Barry, because we alternate. And instead of, you know, we would always probably go, hey, man, thanks. I'm going to give you guys my opinion. Then you guys can tell me what you think. He comes on and goes, and like Molly will go, Stephen A., it's a Friday. I hope that the last take is really good because I really want to look forward to it going into the week. Are you kidding me? It's always going to be good, Molly. It's always good because I'm bringing it. And I'm like, you know, slow down, right? Because like you like to point out, and you're right, we make a lot of really accurate takes. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we miss. Nick Wright, perfect example. Nick Wright went on to his show before the playoffs started, looked at Chris Carter and said, your Philadelphia Eagles are the one seed, and anybody getting in the NFC has a better chance of going to the Super Bowl, including the wild card teams, than the Eagles do.
Wow.
Eagles fans were blowing that up yesterday.
Yeah, that happens.
It does happen. It
definitely happens.
But again, what we try to do is at least give you food for thought, give you fodder so that we can talk about it, then you can, and you can remember that when you want to just get honest takes, whether we're right or wrong at the end of the day, we're just kicking it around, like Barry said. Comfortable discussion. When you bring up a take and you go against Stephen A. Smith, he ripped Molly's head off yesterday or the other day, and it's like, don't do that.
Don't be mean to people. There's no reason.
The interns keep telling you that.
But that's also, I think there's a difference. When I think everybody's kind of in on the inside joke that me messing with the interns is in good fun. Do you feel like Stephen A. Smith is just like, oh, that's not really how I am. I'm not obnoxious and a jerk. And in a way, he may not be. But you kind of have to, you don't necessarily have to look at the camera and wink and be like, hey, I'm just messing with her. But you've got to let off sometimes, and he doesn't. And so even if he might be the nicest guy in the world, I don't know him. When he came over and we interviewed him briefly, he was cordial. He wasn't like...
You could tell, though, he had a little more than confidence about himself.
He was, yeah, well, yeah, he was overly confident. We'll leave it at that. Yeah. I won't call him arrogant, but he was very confident. And he's, hey,
he likes to talk. I mean,
he's known. So some that happens.
Yeah. I don't imagine Stephen A is going to... That's what's made him his money. That's what's made him popular and famous. And
I was trying to get him to loosen up because we were talking about the fact that he was literally 50 yards from us where he was set up to do his show. And yet we could hear him clear as day, and that's how loud he is. And I thought it would be, create a chuckle, and we could, you know, kind of break the ice. And instead he was like,
yeah.
So we're supposed to do it. And if they want it, you know what, if they want good radio, they should listen to me every day. And I'm like, okay, Chief, take it down a notch.
I don't know what this text means, but it says, Barry, don't be that guy. So I have no idea what that means. Okay.
I've been telling you that every day.
You gotta explain your text.
I definitely won't be that guy. Whatever that was, I promise, texter, I won't be that guy.
You be you, Barry.
That's
and you
right.
Do you.
Be the best me I can be. Stephen A. Smith has called the last six NBA finals wrong despite his NBA knowledge. That was from 713. Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's a good point, too.
There are hits. There are misses, but you know what? The misses are easily accepted and easier to forget when they're delivered in a way by a person that isn't trying to make it about them. It's about the topic you're discussing.
Yeah. Oh, the texter said, oh, he meant don't be that guy about razzing the interns guy. Oh, too late.
that ship has sailed, bro, regardless of if we are the tugboat or the mothership.
This text is about 2 years too late, sir. I'm sorry. Nice try, though. I mean, I'll try to be a little sweeter going forward. How about that?
Sweeter, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know. Okay. All right. You're going to be calling figure skating at the next Olympics with Johnny?
Shut up. Yeah, did you watch figure skating last night?
My wife made me watch some of it. She was like,
made
oh,
you?
No, yeah.
Nick.
So she's got pneumonia.
You guys couldn't see him winking.
No.
Oh, so she does have pneumonia? Oh,
yeah,
no,
it's
that's
like
not
walking
good.
Pneumonia, but she's getting better.
It's like a zombie?
And by the way, the station made her get a note. Because she was going to miss 3 days of work after she called
to say
I'm
third grade of
and they're like, we need a doctor's note. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, seriously, does someone, when are report cards issued and does she need to get the school lunch or stay away from it for a week?
Third grade.
Just really ticked me off. But she was like, oh, honey, because we were arguing when the opening ceremonies were. And I said, well, for TV, they're Friday night. And of course, she disagreed with me. And then she had to admit that she was not right as opposed to telling me that I was right. And then she said, well,
I like
oh,
her
look.
Style.
And then
she
looks
stuff.
At the schedule and she goes, oh, but we can watch figure skating. I'm like, nope. And she's like, what do you mean? I go, there's basketball on. I'll be watching that. There's no way I'll be participating in watching figure skating. She goes, oh, it's the best. And we're watching it together because I don't have to go to bed. I'm like, no, we have multiple TVs in this house.
Yeah.
And she's like, you can't. I'm like, oh, boy. And then Tara Lipinski and Johnny came on and the United States couples team did well. I had no choice but to find that out.
Yeah, so you lost, and that's typical. That's called being married.
Correct.
So congratulations.
Yes. All right, so we'll continue to roll on with the big show. Speaking of the Rockets, who we've been talking about, I want to tell you guys about the fact that, look, not only are they playing great basketball, but most times when you're going to a sporting event, you're going to pay 100-and-some bucks for a ticket, and that's just for one game. Right now, the Rockets have some great five-game stretch plans going on, and you can get a ticket for five games starting at $132. Not $132 for each game. $132 gets you into five Rockets games as they make their playoff push. And that's a good deal in itself. The three-point package includes a game with the Spurs, also the Pistons, Hawks, Suns, and Blazers. The slam dunk package gets you a rematch with the Clippers and the only Houston appearance for Westbrook, Paul George, and the Thunder, along with the Pelicans, Bulls, and Wizards. Either package is fantastic. Both packages are great. And the biggest thing is you can get five game tickets for $132. It's fantastic. All you got to do is go to Rockets.com, call 713-627-DUNK. And they will take care of the rest. You'll get with a ticket person that will give you the eater pack. Make sure they let you know where all the tickets are available. You want to move up, pay a little bit more to get down to the lower level. They'll take care of that too. But they're going to make sure that you get one of those five-game plans, and they are a hell of a deal because you've got a great team playing great basketball. Why wouldn't you want to go see them play? Also, right now, the Rockets are pushing the fact that the 2018 Blacktop Battle Inside on the Hardwood presented by ZTE is coming around the corner on February the 17th. The men and the adults, 17 and older, will be playing at the U of H Wellness and Recreation Center. The juniors, 17 and under, at the gym in Humble. At both locations, there's going to be a skills challenge, three-point contest, dunk contest, and all championship games will be played February the 24th on the Toyota Center floor. That's another benefit of playing in the big tournament. So check it out, the Big Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood presented by ZTE, Saturday, February the 17th. Either way, Rockets.com, or for those tickets, 713-627-DUNK.
This is ESPN 97.5.
This goes out to all the women in the world, especially her.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Okay, here's the truth. This is the guy's honest truth. This is why we don't have sex. It's because we eat too much. That's really why. You guys never get too full of That's like a nightly thing for us. You get home from like the Mexican food place, you just lay in the bed, you're just like, no. No. Look, I love you. But I don't need you and your food. On top of me and my food, I will literally shit this bed. You think I'm not sexy now? Let me shit this bed. We will never have sex again.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That was funnier than any of the stuff and of any of the clips that we have played so far since we started doing this.
Well, you're very kind. I don't believe you, but you're very kind.
I'm being completely honest at this point. I really am.
That's like Isaiah last night was asking me, like, well, what are you writing about? I'm like, really, it's just observational stuff. Like, lately I've started writing jokes about old people because I've noticed it. I mentioned last night I'm, like, scared of getting old. Like, I noticed that all old men use their front pocket. That's like they don't use their pants pockets anymore. They have everything in their front pocket. I'm like, that's when you know I don't want to be the old guy that uses that your phone and they have a pen and paper. And their teeth, like everything's in the pocket, pocket.
So
that's what you write about, the stuff like that. But
that's why we do radio too, the way we do it, because we do a lot of our radio based on what is going on in our lives. So if the Rockets win, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But if something happened to us on the way to work or at the store last night, we talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's why we can relate, and we have such a great relationship with our listeners, because it's that connection that goes with it.
People like to, and I know. For me, before I got into comedy, I loved watching a comedian and thinking, man, that happens to me all the time. That's what makes it funny, because you can relate to it. And so I think most people can relate to the fact that you just eat too much and then you're both laying in bed staring at each other and you're like, no.
That is funny.
Not happening. No, you stay on your side. Mwah, good night. This ain't going down. So, yeah.
No, you know, You're absolutely right. And the fact of the matter is like you talk about that. I've never used my front pocket. I don't remember my dad using it. And I always use my dad, God rest his soul, but my dad's not with us anymore. But my dad, I call out on a lot of things, including people remember the tidy whities and a lot of things that he did. But the one thing that I do know too is as you get older, what I realized about my parents, is particularly my dad, is you don't have to wear different clothing every day. Like my dad would wear the same pants 2-3 days in a row. Or I'd have to call him out and go, hey, Dad, did you wear that shirt yesterday? What? So what? I'm like, so
it
what?
Dirty.
I mean, you got a dresser full of shirts. Why couldn't you get another one? What are you talking about? I'm like, he didn't want to admit he was wrong or that I was right.
Just, go to your room.
Yeah, but he's got, you know, and I'm like, Dad, seriously? I get you all these different shirts and all these sweaters and everything else. Where are they? And he would never tell me. And then when he died, my cousins came to the funeral and they were like, hey, just want to let you know, you should probably check your dad's dresser, because he was so proud of all the stuff that you got him with the Rockets and everything like that. He kept them all in there in the plastic
and he
would show them off to people. Like, look at all the stuff Joel got me. I'm like, why didn't he wear it?
Man, you know what pisses me off? My wife and clothes, because I'm sure Lisa's, but my wife will go out and she'll buy a shirt. And she's frugal. I'm not going to sit here and tell you. My wife, she'll go out and wait till this shirt is $3, and then she'll buy it. And she'll, you know, oh, these shoes are on sale for $14, and she'll buy them. but she never wears anything. I'll go to like put clothes up in her closet. Half of the stuff hanging up still has a tag. I'm like, but then when we're going somewhere, well, I don't want to go. I don't have anything to wear. You got 95% of your closet with a tag on it. What the hell do you mean you don't have anything to wear? That drives me insane.
Yeah, and the other thing is she and her mom are worried about how many golf shirts I have.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, guess what? Have you ever seen a new design and a funky lapel and some new buttons on a golf shirt? She's like, no, they're all the same. I go, right, so they don't go out of style? So why would I get rid of them? As opposed to you, who you could put a bathroom and a bedroom attached to your closet and have a condominium, and it's full, and yet you're worried about what's in my closet? Come on now.
But there's a huge advantage, though, for your wife, Barry, because she don't wearing scrubs. That means you don't have to worry about dressing up for work.
Yeah.
And I used to be in an industry where you had to wear a uniform, and I really appreciated that because I always had extra clothes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, everybody's different. So.
I guess. Somebody said, hey, Barry, I heard Chingo Bling is a comedian now. He switched from being a rapper, but have you heard his stuff? Is he funny? Yeah, he actually has a Netflix special out. So judge for yourself. Don't ask me.
So he was a rapper and he turned comedian?
Chingo Bling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of a cool Houston story. Houston rapper.
Okay.
And they say he used to sell, I'm going to get this wrong, but they say he used to sell, was it tamales out of the trunk of his car?
Oh, I thought you were going to say like cocaine.
No. It was kind of, I think, one of his bits that he would do. He was like the Tamale King or something like that. I could be wrong. I'm sure I'll be corrected very shortly by several people that know it. But yeah, Chingo Bling, comedian. He's done a lot of stuff around town. He tours nationally. He's got a Netflix special. So yeah, he's got a big following. Check it out on Netflix.
Do you want to take this call now or after the break?
Get woke. Get woke and realize we got a huge following. And for people that are always critical and being critics of Houston radio, you listen every day. Why don't you give us some love in return?
Uh-oh. Are you throwing shade?
I got a rant that I've got teed up.
Is this throw shade Friday?
I'm going to go. No, I just, and you and I have talked about some of this before, but sometimes it irks me. But yeah. On deck.
Are you going to name names?
Warm it up.
Are you
up.
Just going to throw shade?
See, this is the way you do it. I get you to name names, you skip right over it. Your boy
you
is on hold.
You could have done the same thing. You could have just said no and moved on.
No, and we're moving on. Here's the thing. I'm going to throw it out. I'm going to leave it up to you. Are we going to promote in advance the King of Stage Fright, or are we just going to say we got a caller on hold that we'll take after the break?
Let's just try to be as accurate as possible.
Okay.
There is a huge idiot on the phone that we'll get to next.
Sounds good to
Everyone
me.
Everyone knows who we're talking about.
Stephen A. is not on the line, if that's a clue that you needed. We'll be back with more of The Big Show. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Knee deep in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza as we continue to roll on. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. We talk about people of interest, and then we talk about others that are interested in our show that sometimes are good and sometimes are bad. We didn't want to mention his name because he gets stage fright and kind of like a scared turtle. He curls up and disappears. But because he hung in there through the break, Barry,
I
suppose we will take him.
We absolutely
because on
should.
Phone he has been much better than on text message.
Okay.
With that, I give you your Friday dose of OU Mike. Mike, what's up?
Hey, I heard Joel talking earlier about the skating last night and this guy, Johnny. Is he like an actor or something?
Or is it ex-skater?
Oh, he's an ex-skater. Someone had said he was had been in a movie with Sylvester Stallone. I think it was called Rambut.
If you're a listener to this show, you just have to wait for that little. Because when you hear that, that means he is completely hung up as quick as he could, but it's hard to get the phone with the cord back on the base.
He's the one caller that I let do that every single time. But now we're just enjoying his stupid ass call.
You know what was my favorite?
Barry can't even talk. He's laughing so hard.
Yeah, it's crazy. This was a guy that personally banned OU Mike for a certain period of time.
It wasn't even a good call. It was so stupid, which is part of why it was so funny. But that's part of the genius
of
OU Mike.
Napoleon Dynamite ass. Just...
No, but you know what was so funny about it? Is it was so stupid. Horrible joke. But he couldn't get through it. If you replayed that call, you'll hear him trying not to laugh at himself. He's like, hey, wasn't he an actor? Like, and he's just waiting for a response so he can go, Rambut? And then it's like, oh, God. Oh, my goodness gracious. That was not a good joke, but it was hilarious delivery. I will say that.
Here's the thing. We had just given him credit, and I did it again today and said, look, for his shortcomings, which have been many, on text, the calls have been really good lately, and even when it's kind of been a dad joke or a stretch, we've gotten a kick out of it aside from Barry. We've laughed too. But then he goes right back and reverts. This is why we can't rely on him on a regular basis, because then he reverts to that.
Mike, what's up?
Hey, I heard Joel talking earlier about the skating last night. He's and this good guy, Johnny, is he like an actor or something?
Watch. Or is it ex-skater?
Oh, he's an ex-skater?
You hear it right there?
Someone had said he was
a skater.
Oh, he's an ex-skater. Someone had said he was in a movie with Sylvester Stallone. I think it was called Rambut.
See, you can totally hear him trying not to laugh at his own joke.
A little voice quiver early.
A little bit when he's a skater. Oh, God, that's so funny to me.
Rambut.
All right, if we ever do an OU Mike parody, it's going to be Nick that does it.
Yeah. Rambut.
Hey, fellas,
wasn't
what's
he
up?
Busting your chops on the phone, Nick?
Yeah, he told me I was slumming on the phone.
Well, nailed it.
So, totally nailed it. What does that mean? That he's jealous because you're that many levels above him?
I guess. I have no idea.
And you're slumming?
But he immediately recognized my voice because our intern had to go grab food. So I was
for who?
For himself. He's hungry.
No.
Andrew. Intern Andrew. That's an opportunity for you to pick on an intern. He left during our program to go get Subway.
The guy
intern
that's
Andrew.
Supposed to be here learning the ropes. Yep. The guy that's supposed to be here learning how this business works. Answering phones, asking questions, observing, watching, getting better. The guy that we brought in and let him give a whole segment on Super Bowl. Most important thing of the year. We let him give his take. That's a huge moment in a kid's life.
Well, then he got another opportunity with Dell and Raheel today. Intern Andrew and intern Don.
I hope he blew it now. I hope it went terrible.
Oh, yeah. They brought him in. And speaking of that.
How'd it go, though,
I got
really?
Big-timed by them. So they're like two little girls talking about a note they received in study hall. They're like, oh, my God. They're going to bring us on the next segment. Oh, what are you going to say? Oh, I don't know. And Raheel wanted them to find a story. Each one of them find their own story.
Okay.
That Raheel and Dell did not talk about this week that they could bring to the table. Basically, what they were saying is they didn't do their prep work. They didn't have a thing to talk about. And
unlike us, who
right,
were.
We kill it.
We have so much on our list.
So they wanted the interns to save the day. I was like, oh, fellas, I can help you because we have our formats from previous shows. We always get stuff we don't get to. You could bring up a couple.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah? So I go out of my valuable time prepping for this show, and I go and pull a story for each one of them. I come back. I go, Rachel, where are they? Oh, they took off. They took off. They got me getting. Oh no, they think they can wing it. They didn't need your stuff.
Oh,
and you didn't tell me.
Told you, yeah.
Okay, big timers.
Could have at least said something.
Done. They are done to me. That at that point, I'm like, go get your Subway.
So, Angel Munoz said that OU Mike is the best, and Angel Munoz is all obviously drunk tweeting, and Dr. Dre on 290 said he heard, you could hear the chuckle right before he says Rambut. But then Ryan Bowe said, Barry, can I be the new representative for OU on the Usual Suspects? OU Mike is making us Sooners look bad. We've got some infighting going on. There's a skirmish going on in Sooner country.
Is that shocking that there's infighting in Oklahoma?
No.
No. Not in the least.
No, not a bit.
No, and here's the thing. We take pride in the fact that whether it's a slow day or there's stuff popping like there was on trade deadline day,
yep.
we can keep it moving. We get a variety of topics. We get you guys involved. But there's never a dull moment. We don't really get stuck in the mud. That's the beauty of doing what we do and making it in this environment where it's comfortable. But I love the fact
that
they're
not toot our own horn.
No, and I don't want to. I'm not going too far because that's not what we do. I like the way we do things. No, we're not Stephen A.
Well, of course, we like the way we do things.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying because the thing that bothers me the most are the people that are the most critical out there. And there's more than one person. There's more than one site. There's more than one critic out there that will tell everybody how to do radio properly, and then say. Oh, the radio guys, because the radio market in Houston's been getting killed now for quite a while and saying that, you know, it's not even close to the other big cities in the country and everything else. But one of the things is they all do easy things. Like they talk Texans. We don't. They all do everything like, you know, they do polls all the time and poll questions. We don't. You know, then they start talking about the best show hosts in the city of Houston. And if you haven't been here since, you know, you were knee high to a cow's udders, then the bottom line is that you don't register like the people that have been here the longest. But it's ironic that most of the people that are critics are listening to us on a daily basis.
Yeah, I love how there's a lot of people that say they don't listen, but they do. I know there's a lot of people in this industry that listen to this show. We fully admit when we listen to other programs. You know, I jokingly say I'll never listen to those competing stations, but I have. You know what I mean? So I do think a lot.
Look.
You have to get better by listening to other people.
I'll say flat out, I don't listen to this show.
I don't listen to this show.
I don't. I rarely do I listen to this show.
Yeah, I haven't
You've
gone back.
You've lived it.
No, I mean, like, why we're here, like, I didn't hear half of what you just said. I just don't listen. I'm just kidding. I just, all right, my bad.
Now you already got the face.
Now Joel's mad at it. That's right.
You already got the face.
No,
for me.
You're right. I don't care. It's just, I don't know. I don't want to get petty. I don't care today. I do agree with you, though.
I don't think that's petty. I think that's just constructive criticism on the flip side.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be critics in this, you know.
Do I get offended when you and I aren't put in there with some of the people that they just decided to handpick for a poll question or for a rating in the market? I do. Because we put effort into
well,
the
good.
Show
you should.
And we get good feedback from people and we take feedback either way. On the flip side, they should take the same feedback and go, stop being the same old stale articles and polls and ratings and rankings and questions and be as upbeat and current as you're asking us to be.
I mean, listen, if you just want to call him out, call him out. David Barron probably doesn't listen. Oh, that's not who you're talking about?
Hey, Joel, David Barron.
Isn't that the guy who misspelled
Oh, my bad.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, still.
Get away from that microphone when you say that.
Still misspells my damn name. Hey. Put some respect on my name, David Barron.
Hey, Joel.
And then maybe one day I'll read your article.
Joel. Y'all saying my name, put some respect on
it. That's right.
Joel David Barron of the Lamanock. Chronicle. How do you say the guy that you
That's worked
how
with he spelled it?
Name?
It's all A's in it. There's not all A's in Lamanack.
I hope he never fixes
it's
it.
It's all Lamanock.
Lamanaka-naka. Who's introducing you tonight? Who's the one introducing you tonight?
Nope.
Otis Day in the Nights?
No.
Up next.
Yeah. Barry, you heard him on ES. Lamanaka.
Barry nope. Shamalama Ding Dong.
Nope. I would murder the MC if
so
he screwed
it.
That up.
So hit it.
No.
All right. We've got two in the books. 1 hour to go with the big show. It's an FYI Friday. Our featured comedian is none other than yours truly in terms of one of your two co-hosts, and Barry Lamanack. He is headlining tonight at the Joke Joint 45 in Fuquay. So if you miss any of the show or you love what you hear on a daily basis, get on out to the Joke Joint. Two shows nightly, both tonight and tomorrow night. We're also going to give away some tickets in the final hour of the show, so that'll be good too. And another, not that you need any reasons to listen, but there's more to it than that because you can listen and possibly win a pair to go see Barry tonight at the Joke Joint. So stay tuned. Final hour of the big show before we turn over to the Blitz. It is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.